Well, we are barreling down the tail end of the year 2021, getting closer and closer to the holidays and a fun time for a lot of folks, for a lot of reasons, a lot of great events that go on in the area. One of those is the Cass County Festival of Trees, the Cass County unit of the American Cancer Society, helping to sponsor that again for folks here in the area coming up very soon. Carol Schuler is part of that group who's working on that project, and she's in the studio with us here this morning to visit. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks for having me.
Hard to believe the holidays are upon us
here
soon.
They are, and it takes a little organizing, so we have to start a little early.
Absolutely. Well, we're seeing so many more things coming here very, very quickly, turning our attention toward the Christmas holiday season, and nothing wrong with that. It's beautiful. It smells wonderful usually, because there are usually some things involved, cookies and maybe some good foods. Of course, we get to see great table settings and things like that time of the year. But we also get to see some wonderful decorations, and that's what you're helping to...
That smells so good when you mentioned it.
There you go. The sights, the smells, mm-hmm. the tastes, all that kind of fun stuff. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on. The Festival of Trees will be held when?
That will be held Thursday, December 2nd through Sunday, December 5th.
Okay.
At the Catholic Parish Center. And, you know, we welcome people. There's no charge. It's a free will donation, and you don't have to donate. We want people to just come and enjoy and get that festive holiday spirit.
And it's a come-as-you-go kind of event. It's just very casual. Come on in. Enjoy at your leisure.
Absolutely. Walk through. Look at the trees. Have a cookie, a cup of juice, or apple cider, and just enjoy the hour, 10 minutes, whatever it is you might have.
Perhaps a little entertainment?
A little entertainment on Saturday afternoon between 1 and 3. We have Christmas entertainment. Carolers, singers, band players, whoever wants to come and help us celebrate the season.
Well, I'm sure like everything else over the last year, year and a half, the pandemic probably took a bite.
We're getting it back to normal, and that's why we're organizing. It takes a little more organizing because we didn't do it last year. We're wanting to kind of jumpstart people into helping us out.
Are you having some good success with many of the folks who have shown displays in the past coming back again this year?
Absolutely. That's probably our biggest basic. We've got about 25, 26 trees, wreaths, displays. Last year, Gary Warwick had a train. Display. Wonderful, wonderful. Keeps kids' attention for a long period of time, and adults. And just a good way to celebrate and, you know, think about Christmas is coming.
We should probably mention, too, Carol, that it says Festival of Trees on the headline there, but it really isn't necessarily a Festival of Trees. There are a lot of those, but it could be just about any holiday decoration you like, right?
Absolutely. We have villages. We have wreaths. We have people that have a collection of Christmas items that they like to bring. This year, we have an auction or a raffle, as we've had in the past. We have some very different items this year. Deb Schuler purchased the Santa from the Coca-Cola Museum. And so that Coca-Cola Santa will be raffled. It's going from business to business right now, like Bonnison's, and tickets can be sold are being sold at the different places.
Oh, very good. So folks get a chance to see that mm-hmm. and maybe add that to their collection at
That's
home,
right.
too. Very
uh-huh.
good. Well, for folks who may think about doing something, some sort of a display, I know you have businesses, you have individuals, you have organizations mm-hmm. that all chip in. If someone is considering doing that, what should they know?
They should know that they need to get a hold of myself, Carol Schuler, 243-4701, Vicki Northgard, and or Deb Schuler. And their emails would be, you can check with them, you can get a hold of me, and I will give them to you. But we need you by Friday to tell us, what would you like to bring? What would you like to do? Maybe you want to just donate some cookies to the cause, or maybe you want to have a display of some type. And we'd love to have you do that.
Give them some ideas if they're thinking about a display of any kind. What are some of the more creative ones you've seen? You mentioned the train setup that was here in the past, but what are some of the more creative ones that caught your eye?
We've had different businesses actually completely take a corner and maybe have an old country Christmas. I know there's always things donated to the raffle items that are very, very individual. That might be old Santas, new Santas. It might be something from Hy-Vee, Fairway. They might do a food display. A tree with cookies hanging on it. A lot of our Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts do trees that have mittens or something that maybe they're going to give away after the season is there. So there's just so many different original ideas. Amy Rowland has had a tree where she has put teddy bears out and given a teddy bear to each and every child that comes through. So There's just no limit to the imagination that people have. Much better than mine, I might add.
And I should mention, too, you would think that all this decorating, it's probably a female event, but that's not true. I've seen guys set up leather trees where it was leather items and things that were displayed as part of that. It could be just about anything you'd like it to be.
Absolutely. There is a memorial tree, so you can purchase a memorial snowflake, and that's a free will donation offer also. And those names will be read by Chris Parks here at KJN for the Anita Walk, Winter Walk, that Sunday evening, December the 5th. So, I mean, one thing leads into another, so there's just so many different displays. Paige Beyer, Fritz Beyer's daughter, has a quilt that she is donating to the auction raffle items, and so that will be also raffled at the Festival of Trees.
Sure. So lots of things to look for and look forward to. And if you don't necessarily have to have a tree, you don't have to do a tree set up. It could be a tabletop type thing. Mm-hmm. It's simply as easy as letting you folks know how much space they would need. Is that pretty much what it amounts to?
Absolutely. The space they need. And that's why we need to know ahead of time so that we can figure out the setting arrangement for the festival.
What's the deadline for getting an entry into the Festival of Trees?
We would love to have it by this Friday, November the 12th.
That's coming up very quickly.
Yes, it is.
All right. It's good to be able to know so you can plan for space and those things.
That's right.
Who needs electricity?
Yes,
those
absolutely.
Types of things.
Yes.
What should they plan on? Are there any things they need to bring? I mean, are the tables provided? What's provided? What should they plan on?
So we plan on them bringing their tree, the tree skirt, any decorations that they might have. If they need a table, they need to let us know. That's another reason we prepare ahead of time. We need table skirts, that kind of thing. So you know, probably the size of space that they need is what we're looking at.
Okay. And setup is when?
Setup will be, thank you. Setup for dates will be Tuesday, November 30th from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay. So they just need to make plans to be able to work through one of those time periods.
Anyway. Absolutely.
Whatever works best for you. And if there's anything special that you might need, if you just ask, you never know. It might be granted.
Absolutely. We'll try our best.
The goal is to have a great display with a lot of varied entries so folks can have a good time with that. The whole goal in this is to, twofold, I guess, to brighten up our Christmas season, but also to raise some money for the cause.
That's right. We raise funds for the American Cancer Society. And we want people to know that that goes for education, advocacy, service, research, of course, finding a cure for cancer is our ultimate goal.
And you've had a lot of success with that here, not just with an event like this, but the Relay for Life has been a popular event in many counties around the area. And boy, so much of that money has been able to put right back into those causes.
That's right. And you know, also we want to support anybody who is a cancer survivor. And then we want to commemorate those people who've lost their lives with cancer. So both of these events take care of doing that, we think, for the community. It gives me a way and you a way to remember those we've lost.
Okay, very good. And again, a very casual event. You may walk in, and depending upon what time you go, you may see someone at the door, and then you may not see anybody until you walk out again,
depending upon
if you're in close quarters. And that's the other thing, too. If folks are a little concerned about, close quarters and things, there is room to spread out, correct?
There's totally room to spread out. You're welcome to be masked if you'd like to. And certainly we can service distance at the same time. So it's a very open event, and you don't have to be close to anyone if you don't want to be.
Yeah, it seems to me one of the main requests from folks is just don't touch them if you don't have to, because a lot of folks put a lot of effort into them. Some of these might be family things that have been passed down from generations that they're displaying, so we want to respect those, too.
Absolutely.
Very good. Well, again, the dates for the Festival of Trees?
Thursday, December 2nd through Sunday, December 5th.
All right, at the Catholic Parish Center on 5th Street here in Atlantic, so hope folks get a chance to do that. And again, this Friday, as you heard Carol say, is the deadline to let them know about getting your entries in, and you can contact Deb Schuler, and it's Deb Schuler, DEBSCHULER4 at gmail.com, or you can get a hold of Vicki Nordskog, and that address is vjnbob@icloud.com. I know that was a lot. Look on the Daily Diary page. Stacy's got everything there for you at kjn.com, so you can find those and make it nice and easy. All right, very good. The Cass County Festival of Trees coming up December 2nd through the 5th. It's getting to be that season. It's a lot of fun.
Merry Christmas, Jim.